Gather around, gals. We got a message from Flossie. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and you, my dear, are in Snippet Land. Welcome aboard, Snippet Land. Gals, it's Monday, and today we're looking at our second installment of Florence Scovel Shinn's book, The Game of Life and How to Play It. We're looking at chapter 2, called The Law of Prosperity. The Law of Prosperity. Flossie talks about prosperity from a wider perspective, not just money, but other ways that we can prosper. Here's how she opens this chapter. One of the greatest messages given to the race through the scriptures is that God is man's supply, and that man can release, through his spoken word, all that belongs to him by divine right. He must, however, have perfect faith in his spoken word. Wowzers! I gotta be honest with you, gals. If there's one thing I say a lot around here, it's that the two evils, the two things that will get us every single time when we're trying to get alcohol in its place, when we're trying to change our lives, when we're trying to grow emotionally, the two things that will get us is doubt and fear. Doubt and fear. And faith is the opposite of fear, isn't it? It's also the opposite of doubt. Faith. We must have faith. Not just faith in God. We don't even have to have a God in our lives. I hope you do. But if you don't, that's fine too. We have to have faith in ourselves. That's one of the big ones I hear often from women that just don't believe in themselves anymore. And that's how I came into sobriety, filled with doubt that I could even be the woman that I wanted to be. Alcohol tears down our ability to believe in ourselves. So Flossie says we have to have perfect faith in our spoken word. Now, here's how Flossie tells us to change our life. This is going to come up over and over and over again in this book. It's how we think and how we speak that will change our lives. And Flossie introduced this idea last week when she talked to us about having a belief in our own words, in our own thoughts, a belief in ourselves. She talked to us about faith, and she talked about doubt and fear. Well, this is coming up again, and it's going to keep coming up. We must have perfect faith in our spoken word. This was how Flossie helped people. They would come to her and ask her, please speak the word for me. And she's going to give us some fun little examples of this throughout the book. So let's get back to the law of prosperity. Here's a fun little story. Quote from Flossie. Isaiah said, my word shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that whereunto it is sent. We know now that words and thoughts are a tremendous vibratory force, ever molding man's body and affairs. Flossie actually said at the end of the first chapter that anyone who does not know the power of the word is behind the times. So there she is in 1925 saying, if you don't believe in the power of your words, you're behind the times. Well, here we are 101 years later. Hopefully, we believe in the power of our word by now. And so she quotes from Isaiah to tell us that words and thoughts have a tremendous vibratory force. A tremendous vibratory force. Gals, this is why I'm always asking you not to say things about yourself that are negative, not to think negative thoughts about yourself, definitely never speak negatively about yourself. Whatever you want to come to pass in your life, you have to have perfect faith and you have to speak about yourself in positive ways. This is way, 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 hello, way deeper than affirmations and positive thinking. Here's a little story from Flossie. A woman came to me in great distress and said she was to be sued on the 15th of the month for $3,000. She knew of no way of getting the money and was in despair. I told her God was her supply and that there is a supply for every demand. So I spoke the word. I gave thanks that the woman would receive $3,000 at the right time in the right way. I told her she must have perfect faith and act her perfect faith. She goes on to finish that story, and sure enough, the woman did receive the money, but it wasn't simple. It came about in a strange way. A relative appeared out of the blue and offered her the money at the very last minute. Many of Flossie's stories are about change coming at the 11th hour, and she reiterates over and over that we must not only speak about ourselves in positive ways, but have faith that we are speaking the truth when we speak about ourselves. She then points out that this faith has to be more than just a thought. It has to actually come through in our actions. Here's what she says. If one asks for success and prepares for failure, he will get the situation he has prepared for. Man must prepare for the thing he has asked for when there isn't the slightest sign of it in sight. Boy, is that faith. And that's not easy, is it? We believe that we're going to create what I like to call the best chapter of our lives, and yet we have doubts, and yet we prepare for failure, and yet we expect the worst. Well, Flossie is saying to us, you must prepare for the best, even when there's no sign of it in sight. So if you're struggling with alcohol, and damn it, there you are, another day goes by and you drank when you didn't want to, and you wake up in the morning and the evidence of your senses, the evidence of your world says to you, my dear, you have failed again. You're not going to be able to grow the life you want. You are not going to be able to quit drinking. In that moment, hear Flossie's words, hear my voice saying, even when there isn't the slightest sign of success, you must believe in yourself. Your faith alone can bring you to sobriety. I know that's out there, but that's how we do things here in Snippetland. But Flossie knows that that's hard. Here's what she says a bit later on. Getting into the spiritual swing of things is no easy matter for the average person. The adverse thoughts of doubt and fear surge from the subconscious. They are the army of the aliens, which must be put to flight. This explains why it is so often darkest before the dawn. What is the spiritual swing of things? Flossie is saying to us that your inner talking, your belief, your faith is all a spiritual path. You are spirit. So am I. We are spirit. And I love the way she calls it the spiritual swing of things, meaning that no matter what is happening, we must have faith and we must have belief in ourselves. And if we're relying on a power greater than ourselves, if we're relying on God, we must have faith in that as well. Flossie tells us man can only receive what he sees himself receiving, right? Let's say that again. Man can only receive what he sees himself receiving. If you can't see yourself living alcohol-free, happy, healthy, emotionally mature, which is what we talk about here in Snippetland, if you can't see that, you won't receive it. Doubt and fear, doubt and fear, doubt and fear. That's the only two things that can take us down. And Flossie says, however, the one who knows spiritual law is undisturbed by appearance and rejoices while he is yet in captivity. That is, he holds to his vision and gives thanks that the end is accomplished. My dear, if you're struggling with alcohol and you have been for years, if you keep trying and keep failing, I'm here to say to you today, and Flossie is backing me up on this, please believe in yourself. Believe that you will get there. Believe that it will happen for you. Because here's the thing. If you never stop trying, eventually you will succeed. And your faith will make you succeed even more quickly. The only thing that can stop you from succeeding is if you give up. And if you want the journey to be easier, then believe what I'm saying. Believe what Flossie is saying. Believe in yourself. Believe that you will get the life you want. Now, hold on a second. Let's back up here and think about this. This also means that you have to have a vision of what you want. That's why I have women do future self work. It's why I ask women to write about who they want to be. Who is this woman that you want to become? We can't just say, I want this to be the best chapter of my life. I want to be happy and free. We have to not only believe it, but visualize it, but see, imagine in our minds what our life would be like. Many of us are afraid to do that because we're afraid we're going to fail. Well, I don't want to set myself up for failure, Becca. So I'm not going to put this big hope out there in the universe only to be disappointed. My dear, that is backwards. So we have to start by having a vision of our life that we want to hold on to, believing in it, having faith in it, speak about it, write about it, and it will start to happen in your life. You're already doing the right things. You're here in Snippetland. You're listening to me. I'm sure you're listening to others. You're doing everything you can to help yourself. If you continue with that and you continue in faith and you have a vision of the life you want, you will get it. You will get it. And it's not just me saying that, it's Flossie too. Here's more from Flossie. She says, man must ever hold the vision of his journey's end and demand the manifestation of that which he has already received. It may be perfect health, love, supply, self-expression, home, or friends, and I'll add sobriety. These are all finished and perfect ideas registered in divine mind, but we must hold that vision and believe in that vision. That's what Flossie's saying when she talks about, in this chapter, the law of prosperity. Hold to a vision, hold to a vision, and it will come to pass in your world. Now let's keep going today and look at the third chapter called The Power of the Word, because these go together and can't be separated. Here's what Flossie says at the beginning of this third chapter. A person knowing the power of the word becomes very careful of his conversation. He has only to watch the reaction of his words to know that they do not return void. Through his spoken word, man is continually making laws for himself. My dears, I say this all the time. I say it to my clients. I'll say it to anybody who will listen to me. Never, never, never speak badly about yourself. Oh, I'm no good. I'm lousy at this. I can't concentrate. I have this. I have that. I've done entire snippets on accepting diagnoses without even imagining an alternative in your mind. And I'm not going to go into that because I have talked about it on different snippets. I'm not talking about, when I say that, I'm not talking about not listening to your doctor. That is not what I mean. What I mean is just accepting limitations without questioning them. You don't have any limitations except the ones that you accept. And as I say, I could go off on a serious tangent on that subject, and I have in the past, not a tangent, snippets, more than one snippet on that topic. Flossie gives another story. She gives some amazing little stories here, but let's move on. The reason that I want you always speaking well of yourself and others is because it literally affects your body and your soul. It affects your entire life. Listen to what Flossie says about this. Continual criticism produces rheumatism, as critical, inharmonious thoughts cause unnatural deposits in the blood, which settle in the joints. False growths are caused by jealousy, hatred, unforgiveness, fear. Every disease is caused by a mind not at ease. I said once in my class, there's no use asking anyone what's the matter with you. We might just as well say, who's the matter with you? Unforgiveness is the most prolific cause of disease. It will harden arteries or liver and affect the eyesight. In its train are endless ill. My dears, I talk about this a lot here in the snippets. I talk about how we can make ourselves sick just by thinking negative thoughts year after year after year. Your body hears what you're saying. Your subconscious mind has zero sense of humor. When you say something negative about yourself, your subconscious mind takes it as law, and then goes about creating the situation for you. Always, always speak of yourself with love and forgiveness and compassion, and others, of course. Flossie says, man's only enemies are within himself. And personality is one of the last enemies to be overcome as this planet is taking its initiation in love. I love that line. Personality is one of the last enemies to be overcome. I would totally agree with that. That is what we do women here in my world. When women join me, that's what we're working on. We're working on, I don't call it personality per se, but it is. It's your personality. If you're emotionally immature, which most of us are when we come onto the journey of sobriety, because what we've been using alcohol to avoid our emotions. We don't know how to handle them. We end up emotionally immature, and that comes through, of course, in our personalities. We end up with snarky little personalities. We end up pouting. We end up jealous. We end up resentful. All of these things will cause inharmonies in the body, not to mention the mind, not to mention your heart, not to mention your relationships. So Flossie ends this short chapter on the power of the word by saying, goodwill produces a great aura of protection about the one who sends it, and no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper. In other words, love and goodwill destroy the enemies within oneself. Therefore, one has no enemies on the external. There is peace on earth for him who sends goodwill to men. My dears, we must be kind to ourselves and to others. We must. We absolutely must. Not for their benefit, but for our own. If somebody's done you wrong and you're constantly grumbling about them internally, you're hurting only yourself. We know this. We know it, but we don't do it. I hear it all the time. I hear women say things like, yeah, but you have no idea what my ex was like. And if you're asking me to be kind and generous towards him, it's impossible, Becca, because you just don't know what he did to me. I don't need to know the story to know that you're only hurting yourself when we hold resentments against other people. And this is all part of the emotional journey that we're on when we decide to come into sobriety. It isn't about the alcohol. It's a journey to emotional growth. And Flossie obviously agrees with me. So there it is. We tackled two chapters together today. We looked at the law of prosperity and the power of the word. And all of it just comes right back to what we say all the time here in Snippetland. Think beautiful thoughts about yourself and others, grow emotionally, and you will find the joy and peace that you've been looking for all these years. And you will, my dear, you absolutely will make this the best chapter of your life if you envision it, believe in it, desire it, have faith, and have the courage to step past your petty grievances. And if you'd like to come a little deeper into Snippetland today, I'm opening the doors of the Sacred Mirror. It's been a while. Today, the doors are open. The link is in the show notes. The Sacred Mirror is a simple online form. It's private. It comes only to me. I ask you a couple of simple questions about your journey. I then flip on this microphone and I send you back a reflection. I do not send you back advice. I do not send you back a sales pitch. I send you back a reflection because we often can't even hear what we're saying. This is a perfect time to do the Sacred Mirror. Are you thinking and saying negative things about yourself? Answer a couple questions, share them with me, and I'll help you see more clearly what your journey is like. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.